The first couple verses of the gospel lesson read a moment ago, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now, after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." An incident which took place at the very, very beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. This is a preface, these words here, a preface in a way to the calling of his first disciples. He was just getting things started. Immediately recorded before this is Mark's account of Jesus' baptism. His first really public appearance, the beginning really of his earthly ministry. And so I suppose the words are very appropriate. When Mark, in it seems like kind of a summary statement, says that Jesus appeared in Galilee saying, "The kingdom of God is at hand." It starts it all off. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, we have discussed at some length, of course, that phrase, the kingdom of God, which basically is a statement by which Jesus sums up the intent, the purpose of his public ministry. So it's appropriate that we hear it right at the very start. And then, because the kingdom of God is at hand, he says, there are two things which he calls upon people to do. As a result of the kingdom now being present, of his mission now completely underway, repent and believe the gospel. Not believe whatever you want, but to believe the gospel. Believe that which he is preaching. Believe that the kingdom of God is indeed at hand. Now, lest you think that this morning you're going to hear one of those typically fire and brimstone type of sermons, repent type of deal with the closed fist, the pounding pulpit, I hate to disappoint. Because as I look at these words, repent and believe the gospel, I hear Jesus saying something about the stumbling blocks that occur for an individual to hear the gospel in the first place. You know, there are many people who hear the words of the gospel, but they don't hear the gospel. And these words of Jesus, I believe, help clear the way, if you will, for a proper hearing. Repent, he says. Now, those of you who have been with me through the years in Bible classes are already thinking, I know what he's going to say next. I know what the word repent means, literally, to change one's mind. But if we take a literal definition of that word, or a little literal rendering of that word here this morning, and get rid of that word repent, which carries all kinds of baggage, all kinds of scary baggage, if you will. And listen to the word at its surface. And what we will hear Jesus is saying is, the kingdom of God is at hand. Think differently. Change your mind. Think differently. I like that little definition of the word, think differently. What could it possibly mean? Well, any number of things, I think, but at least the following. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus says. Therefore, think differently about yourself and about your abilities. You know, we are just flooded and inundated in our day and age in particular with this bolstering of the human being. All the way from the catchphrases, you can do it, to phrases like, you deserve whatever. This allows me to get in touch with myself. We're starting to hear commercials that allow us to get in touch with our shampoos in this day and age. Where will it stop? That human spirit that man can overcome, that man can triumph. Translate that now down into the world of faith. And what you have is a mankind believing that mankind, if he believes in such a thing as salvation, can indeed triumph over that too. And can bring it into existence himself. You can do it. And therefore, we have a world full of people who truly, sincerely believe that if one strives to be as good a person as one can, certainly God will welcome them into his heaven. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus says. Think differently. Think differently about yourself and about your own abilities when it comes to this thing called salvation, which is what his mission, by the way, was all about. You can't do it yourself. You are not independent. You do not have the capability of saving yourself, of opening the door to heaven. Think differently. Because I'm here. And this is the message that I have come to bring. God does it for you. In me, Jesus says, think differently. Think differently about the path of salvation. Think differently from the way a world full of people thinking it doesn't matter what you believe at all. Just believe in something. Believe in some God somewhere if you must. And you'll be fine. You'll reach your heaven. You'll reach your ecstasy. You'll reach your spiritual high. You'll reach your nirvana. Call it whatever you will. Jesus comes and says, the kingdom of God is at hand. Think differently. A little bit later on in his ministry, Jesus will come to us with the words, you know, the pathway to destruction is very wide, and there are many people traveling on it. The pathway to life is very narrow, and there are very few who find it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, not no how, comes to the Father except through me. Think differently about the path of salvation. The kingdom of God is at hand. Think differently about God and what he is like. You know, it's a sad fact that many, many people live under the delusion that God is an angry God. That God is a God who is all the more ready to strike with lightning before he does anything else. That God is a God who delights in punishment, much as the pagans believed about their pantheon gods years ago, centuries ago. Sinners in the hands of an angry God, as the old preaching used to go. Think differently, Jesus says. Think differently about God and what he is like. This God is so full of love so full of mercy, so full of grace, that he sent his Son to take our place under his wrath. This God is a God who, time and time again, being slapped in the face by his people's sin, turns right around and says, I can't let you go. I just can't do it. This is the God who, Jesus says, is giddy. Giddy with delight over giving his kingdom to his followers. The kingdom of God is at hand. Think differently about God and what he is like. And then Jesus says, believe. What does it mean to believe but to trust? Trust what I reveal about my Father. Trust what I reveal about the path of salvation. Trust what I reveal about you and your abilities. Stake your eternal life on it, because it is certain. The letter to the Hebrews says that to have faith is to have evidence. Evidence, solid, concrete evidence of what you can't see. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus says. Therefore, think differently about a number of things and trust what I reveal. Amen.